Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is David from Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. Welcome to a special February where we're doing the first and third weeks of February instead of second and fourth, and I'll explain all that later. Right now, I would like to introduce the ladies that help make my job a much easier. Ladies, thank you for joining me this month.
Glad hey, David.
We always all talk at once. It's funny. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. How are you all doing?
Great.
We're good.
Great. Okay. Okay, we're going to start off with The Bold and the Beautiful. And, Tim, I think we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, gosh, where do you want to begin?
Spectra Fashions?
I am so excited. I am loving this new storyline. I think it's going to be really, really good.
I see possibilities for Rick and Thomas.
Yes.
And I was surprised when I found that out. When did I just see that? Last week already? No. I just saw it probably the day of or the day before that they debuted. That's when I first saw it posted.
Okay. Yeah.
That's when it's probably been out soon, a lot sooner, but that was the first I saw it was this week.
Same for me.
I don't know if rumors were circulating earlier, but I see lots of possibilities here. I would like to see Rick and Thomas both head over there and start something up. I think they'd make a good team.
I agree. I don't mean to interrupt. I don't mean to do that.
It's all right. It's a habit I have too. Who do you think played Sally?
Oh, you mean young Sally, this new Sally?
No, old Sally. Who do you think that woman was? When young Sally was talking to her on the phone and you saw this woman on the beach with the Cabana Boys.
Well, I assume that they were going with just, you know, assuming that it was the same actress that they had years ago. I cannot think of her name the second, though.
Darlene Connolly? Yeah, it can't be, though, because she had passed away.
Right. But I don't think that we're ever going to see her, are we? I think that it's just always going to be a phone call away.
Yeah, just a phone call away, and it could be just about anyone. And Liz, are you still listening? Because there's a special thing in Bold and the Beautiful just for you, Liz, and Carolyn.
Oh, really? What's that?
Yes.
Yep, it's... Patrika Darbo has joined The Bold and the Beautiful as Shirley Spectra. She played Nancy on Days.
Chloe's mom.
Nancy?
Chloe's mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now. Gotcha. Okay. Well, hopefully she'll make appearances that kind of day. So,
Hopefully she'll be back over there. But I see there's a whole bunch of possibilities for this show coming out, and I don't know. Brad Bell has a way of surprising the fans once they're not looking. One of the first times that I can remember that it was a surprise was Maya's story. I don't know, when they introduced Maya as a transgender character, that was a surprise from Brad Bell. That was one of the first ones. Can you think of any others that surprised you out of the blue like that? Tam?
Well, I'm thinking. The only thing that really about that story with her that I was disappointed in was that Rick wasn't upset about her lying. Not about what the lie was about, but the fact that she didn't lie. Or the fact that she lied.
Yeah.
That wasn't even discussed.
Yeah.
And that was really a disappointment for me because they really sent that message home, when he was married to Caroline, that, you know, she lied to him. And that's what he was so upset about. He cannot tolerate a liar. Well, you know, it wasn't what she lied, what, you know, his new wife now complained about, lied about. It was the fact that she lied, but yet they never touched on that. And I thought, wow, that was such a huge ball that just dropped. You know, that was disappointing. I really expected him to be angry that she lied, not about the lie. But anyway, get to know where in life.
Was that a surprise for you?
Yeah,
more
it was.
Less
it was a
that
surprise. And
it was?
Oh, that she was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was a surprise. I guess for me, it was really lost on the fact that, you know, they spent all that time that that the other one lied, and now the new one had this big, huge lie, and then it wasn't even touched on. That, for me, really just took away from the whole story was that, gosh, you led me down this path, and then you just dropped me off at a cliff. You know, like, you didn't go back to that at all. It wasn't even touched on. So, anyway.
Okay.
So, for me, my point is that disappointment in that storyline, that part of that storyline being dropped, was such a disappointment for me because I expected him to be angry at her, like I said, for the lie.
I would have too. And for more time that it was given, I don't know why, but I guess, you know, they have their reasons.
Right. And they haven't really had a big storyline since that one.
No, they haven't really had one, and I was wondering if a lot of people were going to be let off, you know, put on recurring status. No, because we haven't seen. So, we have a caller already.
Yes.
How about that? Okay.
That's great.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Hello, you have David for Take to Radio Soaps and Review and his cast. Who is calling?
Rayanne.
Hey! Oh.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey,
hello,
Rayanne.
How are you? I'm pretty good, and how are you guys?
Good.
Great. It's great to hear your voice.
Yours also.
Thank you.
Which group do I know you from?
The Young and the Restless group.
Oh. It's nice to hear your voice. We're on B&B right now.
I enjoy reading your comments.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I like to entertain the group every now and then. We're on
so
B&B
where is everybody
right
at General
now.
Hospital? Oh, okay.
Oh, you have a question for GH?
Just more of the same. Liz and Franco, I'll call him by his name on the radio show. I, as Lisa, I think, was saying, I, I can't deal with them. I can't. When will Liz ever pay for her stuff that she did? When?
Lisa?
Yeah, I think Liz is just a wasted character. She's supposed to be, you know, the town bitch. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm not sure. But she's the one who makes, she's high on her horse, but every decision she makes is absolutely the wrong one. Like, I don't get it. She pretends to be all high and mighty, and then every decision she makes literally is worse than the one before it.
Exactly. It's like she's bubble wrapped.
Mhm. Definitely.
Everybody pays at the end, but Liz. Liz has never paid.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I think that, to be honest, I think she's a favorite of somebody, the power that, you know, in the powers that be. And that's why she's front and center all the time, because we have characters that we rarely see and are much more followed or liked by fans. So I'm not understanding, you know, her being front and center at all.
I don't understand it myself. I'm still waiting for all this to come out, and nothing has come out.
There's just I don't know. I'm not sure what they're trying to do with her character right now, because every day it just makes her, I don't know, it brings her down more and more. I'm not sure her character will ever be redeemable, so maybe that's why she's not going to pay. They want the fans to really have a distaste for her. I'm going to say distaste, or because I don't like the word hate, but you know what I mean, like a rage for her.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Well, you know my rage for her, so...
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to push that. That's the character they want. She's talked about all the time. So it's giving them the buzz. You know, publicity, whether bad or good, is publicity. You know what I mean? You know, so I don't know. I'm not sure. It goes around in my head all day long. What the hell are they doing? But I can't figure it out.
It's like she's in every storyline. It's like you can't get away from her.
Right. And now, although I love Chloe, now she's getting on my nerves, like, so bad. It's fun. There are times where I scream at my TV. I'm in the living room. People think I'm crazy. You know, I live with 3 adults, and then my 2 sons are adults, and Frank, and they think I'm nuts. I'm yelling at the TV. If they're home on the day off, they're looking at me like, "Are you kidding me?" No, I'm not. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm yelling.
No, I'm
what
sorry.
What is with this dialogue? What is with this dialogue? And they're looking at me like I'm nuts. But that's the passion I have for GH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was okay with the character until she did what she did with Sunny. That just went over the line for me. After everything with Liz and Franco and Seth and Tom, and then now comes Nell.
Right.
Do you feel that she sexually assaulted him?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I hope it's okay. I interrupted there. Do you feel what Nell did was sexually assault Sunny? Some don't feel that. Some feel otherwise, but.
Oh, yes, I do. Most certainly.
I agree. It absolutely was.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's comparable to exactly. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ryan.
It's comparable to exactly what Franco, and that's hard for me to say because you know the word I call him.
Yeah.
to Sam.
Yes.
It's really hard. It's totally comparable.
Yeah, some of the scenes I can't even watch. I just, like, I fast forward. I can't watch this. The scene where she rescued Franco and she was worried about him. Yeah, we got to get, what? No.
Yeah.
In what world would that ever happen? Bizarre
right.
world.
And Detective Dante thanking Liz for solving his case.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, that
some cops at this point. Come on. The nurse is solving your crimes. This is it's wonderful.
The scenes with Sam and Liz today, I can't.
Today I didn't watch yet. I have a DVR and I have to watch it tonight, which is I don't normally do. I like to watch the show the day we do the show, but I didn't have time today. So I don't really know what happened today. Yesterday.
Let's just say if you're a Sam fan, you won't like it.
Yeah, well, I understand. I'm a kick-ass Sam fan. I'm not a Susie fan.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure who showed up today. Who was there? Was
Susie.
It Sam or was it? Oh, okay.
Susie,
yes.
I hope it's okay.
Susie, yep. Susie Q.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, I didn't see it, but I haven't seen Kick-Ass Sam in quite a while, so.
Yeah, it was from just reading Tamara's updates. It was like, I can't.
Yeah, I didn't even read the updates. I'm so busy today. I've just been out of it. But I will. I'll go back tonight when I have some time, and I'll read the updates while I'm watching the show because I like to do it that way. It's fun. Yesterday's show, the scene they made, so Julian didn't think that Jason was still following up on Leeds. Is that something that Jason really would have done?
Not my Jason.
Right.
Not my Jason.
Right. Do you agree, Tim?
A lot of people
with
feel that way.
Yeah, I don't even recognize this Jason at all, other than he wears a black leather jacket and he goes by the name Jason and he hangs out with Sam. Otherwise,
yes.
I see no similarities in this character whatsoever. And again, I probably have said this before, Superman had 11 different actors and he could still fly and save the day. Jason has only the second actor to play Jason, and they said, well, it's a new actor. We have to change the character. 180 degrees? Why? Why y'all have to change him? Why?
Right.
I don't get it.
He doesn't want to carry it.
I don't know.
Jason? Wait a minute. Jason? No, that's not Jason. Jason didn't have any qualms having a gun to protect himself and his family. I don't get it. They're taking a character that, you know, people was beloved. People love Steve and they love Jason. And they're taking that character and they're completely twisting it into a totally different person. So, you know, he hasn't had a scene to submit. I don't understand. Billy should be Jason. We saw it when he saved TJ and Sonny, so it could happen. We saw it when he was in the police station and he took Sam hostage. We saw it.
He was at Crichton Clark, too. When he woke up, he was at Crichton Clark.
Right. So we know he can do it, so why aren't they allowing him to do it? That would give him material to submit and bring our Jason back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the other thing that's bothering me is Julian and Alexis. Julian. How can any woman go back to a man like that? How? It's not realistic at all. Not even a little bit.
Well, I don't know the facts of alcohol and the damage it does to the brain. But that's the only thing that would explain it. You know
maybe.
What I'm saying?
I
don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Do you
I'm
think
not
you love her?
She was drinking a lot. I don't know what kind of damage she did. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Rayanne, do you think he loves her?
I think he loves her in his own twisted way. I don't think Julie knows how to love in an honest,
anybody
good way.
Anybody but Julian. Julian loves Julian.
Right.
And everybody else, you know, they're either a nuisance or, you know, they're not. And I think that's how he, you know, if they're not a nuisance, he says he loves them.
That's a good point.
I'm at a loss with the writing. I can't. If
yeah,
that makes sense.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
I mean, things have to change. I mean, it can't continue to go this way. There are some storylines that could be so good, and they're just brought down by the change of history, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same General Hospital. By the way, how many scenes do we get in the hospital? Really?
There's more on
Days. Okay. Days of Our Lives has more scenes in the hospital than General Hospital does.
Yeah.
Something.
How do you
make something
really
wrong
do.
With that? Something's wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we do have another caller coming on.
Get in here.
Yeah, we do. Rayanne, thank you for calling us, and I hope you call us, come back again.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Rayanne. It's great hearing
and
your
David.
Voice.
You too.
Yeah, thank you.
So
all right, bye-bye now.
Right.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
You ready? Okay,
yep.
Caller number two. Hello, you have Take to Radio Soaps in Review. This is David and my cast. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, David. This is Margaret, as usual.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello. Lisa, the guy's name was a B word, Buzz or Biz or something you was looking for a while ago. That Patrick Swayze's brother played?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Complaint for the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sam tells Franco, thank you for not turning my mom in, and buries the hatchet with Liz, who did. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know where Sam is. Susie's been on TV for a while now, and
Susie's been on TV since Sam and Patrick got together, and she became Susie real fast.
Yeah, Susie can make her.
And Susie can go away anytime now, and Sam can show up.
Do you remember the 50s, the perfect mom in the 50s? Like, I don't know, Leave It to Beaver's mom or whatever.
Yeah, I think we've got Warren and his wife with the so-called Jason and Sam, actually, but you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a virtual wife, woman, I don't know, person.
It's like they're in a time warp somewhere because this is not our
couple. That's what I was thinking of, the separate wives. You remember that?
Yeah. They become that or something. I just don't know. I cannot explain this. It's like Sam's the one with the brain chip and Jason just ain't Jason.
The dialogue, the history, it's just, I don't know what they're trying to do. But listen, the conflict is what makes the show. So if she's forgiving everybody, I don't want to watch it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm boring.
And I won't
watch it. I'm not watching GH for real life. I'm watching GH to escape real life. I want to see, you know, anger and vindictiveness. And, like, that's what we watch the show for. Let's be realistic. That's what we like.
The only way I will watch it is if I kill the ratings, because I will not give them ratings for this ridiculous stuff they're putting on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to give ratings for this.
I don't want to have that.
You know, if they were writing something that I wanted to watch,
backfire.
It would be different.
Yeah, I still watch. I can't not watch because I have to support the actors that are still working. And you know, I love them. I'm going next weekend, so I can't wait. And I know how we feel about Franco, but I love Roger, and I can't wait to really meet him. So I do watch. I have to. I know there's days where I'm like, I'm not going to watch, but I do fast forward. I'll tell you why I do fast forward. Cause there's this
but, see, if you fast forward, it kills the ratings, too, so it don't make any difference one way or the other.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I just can't. There's scenes I can't watch.
Yeah, because, see, if you DVR it and you fast forward, you kill the ratings, too.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought as long as I DVR'd it, they got the ratings if I watched it. Because it says watched on my TV. So I just figured, okay, well, they that says watched.
No, if you fast forward, they do not get ratings.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
That's
interesting.
But I can't watch the two of them. I mean, I really can't. But they are nowhere close to the Sam and Jason that I've been fans of since 2003.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir, baby.
And I just won't watch them. I will not watch a mockery of a couple that we sit here and watch go through all this with baby Lila, and then they act like Sam is completely idiotic with this baby and can't take care of herself.
Right. Listen, I think, now again, I didn't see today's show, but I thought I saw the previews. He wants her to go away because he wants
her
to stay.
Yeah, he wants her to go to a safe house, and she told Alexis today she was going and asked her to go with her, and Alexis refused to go.
Hmm. Oh, boy. I don't know. That's
but then
crazy, I mean,
previews
but,
say that she meets somebody,
I mean,
that she thinks is a friend that's not a friend. So I'm assuming that's how she supposedly gets kidnapped or what have you happens to her.
Yeah, I think.
But at this point, I expect Liz and Franco to deliver the baby and be godparents.
I do too. I do too. I absolutely believe that'll happen.
I can see
that's
this happening.
Funny. Now that would be a comedy,
like,
right?
To me, absolutely not. That would be the end. Absolute. There would be no way they would get me to watch that show again because I would turn it off and I would never give them any viewings at all.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm just saying that would
I
just the thought
they have pushed it.
I love your
way
tone,
past
though.
The limit already. it's way past the limit already.
Yeah, no, listen, I understand, but that's it.
And
that's
to me, the fact that Steve and Kelly worked so hard to make Jason believable, and it
right.
does not act like these two put an ounce of effort into it. There is absolutely no connection, nothing like there was between Steve and Kelly's characters. There's no connection with Sonny. It's barely there with Carly. Nothing with Michael. I mean, it's honestly like you took some guy that didn't know him at all. And to be totally honest, Sean had more connection with everybody than what so-called Jason does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, come on. He come in pulling a gun on Sam and was going to kidnap her and everything else. And he still had more connection than everybody, you know, than what Jason's got with him. I won't even call this guy Jason. He's Jake Doe. Forget it. He's nowhere close to Jason Morgan and never will be.
Yeah, well, Susie and Jake, you know, that's what we've been getting. Susie, Jake, and then we got the Liz and Franco show on the other side, which is totally ridiculous.
Oh, you mean Lizard and Freak. Now, it's not Liz and Franco, it's Lizard and Freak.
See,
you kind of get the names right.
They have Rayanne didn't say it, but you have no problem saying it.
I absolutely have no problem saying it whatsoever. I think this is the most ridiculous to expect us to believe that Sam would be thanking this guy after everything he put her through.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is.
Sam Morgan would have shot him in the head.
Yeah, just them being in the same space is ridiculous. Her going to find, it's just all, it's just none of it, none
Sam
of it makes
finding
sense.
Oh, yeah.
Breathing the
sense.
Same air is more than ridiculous.
Right, exactly. Any of these people having to be, listen, again, Franco was put in as a temporary character. He was never meant to be permanent. They didn't want to lose Roger, which I understand, but they should have made him a different character like they did Michael. Now, I love Finn. Where's Finn? I want to see Finn on my TV.
And somebody said on Facebook yesterday that Nina should have stayed in a coma because they don't like Nina. Well, my comment was, well, yeah, that would have been really nice because we'd still had Silas and we'd have absolutely no need for Jake Doe.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's exactly how I feel about that.
Nina was Ron's creation, so.
I actually like the Nina character.
So was Jake Doe.
I like Nina.
So
I
was
like,
Jake Doe, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This new marriage of Nina's, this could be interesting. I'm interested in seeing what they do with this story. You know, I don't know. Call me the eternal optimist, but I always have hope. And then they disappoint me. But I'm like the football fan, you know. I'm always going to be there rooting for it.
You're going to be rooting.
Always. That's just the way it is.
Well, I'm telling you, I would be perfectly happy if Valentine would turn out to be a bad guy and kidnap Jake Doe and then us find out that he's actually fake.
Yeah, listen, I mean, anything could happen.
What's he did with that?
Anything could happen. Any of that could happen. They just have to use their imaginations and look back at some of the history of these characters because that's really where you're going to get more viewership. If you go back to, I'm going to say, Kick-Ass Sam and Stone Cold, people like that. They don't want to see Leave It to Beaver anymore. That show's not on the air because it's not 1950. It's boring.
Exactly.
We want to see, it's crazy, the reality shows that people are watching, but this is what, we want to escape reality. That's what it's entertainment.
You
want to
escape it.
Right. So
and I mean, seriously,
that.
The fact that Sam doesn't touch a gun, Jason doesn't touch a gun. This woman had a shotgun going after Nico with it when she was going to have Lila, so come on.
Yeah, it's. I don't understand. That's what I said. I don't understand it. What's he going to, a slingshot? What? I don't understand.
Mm. And she would have literally killed somebody over Danny. Look how she was when Danny had cancer. Sam was not weak then.
No, not at all.
But now all of a sudden she's weak as water.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's progressively gotten worse because it started with Patrick, but now it's just gone.
Yeah, you can't say it's being a mother because she had Danny and was still kick-ass. So
yeah.
It's not the being the mom thing. It's not the family thing because that's just an excuse to write them in a different way, the way that you want to mold them. And that's really not right because the people that have been watching for decades, and there are many of us out there, don't like you changing the history of our characters. We don't
absolutely
like
not, especially when it's Sam and Jason. Absolutely not. And the
way
Carly acts now.
Yeah, I don't know if this has ever happened on another soap, but, characters are completely different than the people that they were. Like, I'm sorry, you can't. A brain tumor didn't fix him because he still kidnapped people. It's just, this is all ridiculous. He's trying to be better. I'm sorry, you don't have those kind of impulses if you're right
no.
in your head.
Maybe,
so,
maybe.
I mean,
there
you're
writing
just like Manny
Ruiz,
but saying something different. Because they're writing to act exactly like Manny did, but yet he's trying to be better.
Right.
In what universe?
Right.
Because it's not Mars.
No.
So I really don't see where he's trying to be better at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
But I don't get their stupid reasons for anything.
I wish that Franco would go away. Okay, and take Liz with him. And then Roger could come back as another character. I'm
and not Todd.
Oh, and not Todd. No, let's not bring Todd back. I mean, since we're talking about this, should we do this, David, or?
I mean why could they not create him a new character
yes.
in the first place?
Yes,
should we go?
Do it now. Do it now.
Well, we all know that. Or I don't know if we all know, but Lewis Buchanan will be making an appearance in Port Charles.
Who will?
Nora Buchanan from One Life to Live.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't want to get me started on that subject.
Again, I think that I love her. I loved One Life to Live. I loved All My Children. Bring them back. Bring those characters back in those shows, or bring one show back with all those characters. But we're not seeing our characters that are on GH. We're not seeing, again, we haven't seen Finn, Felicia, Kevin. Let's bring these people. Sonya Eddy, where's Epiphany? Have we seen her?
She's not been on for a long time.
Right.
And people that sit there on Facebook and say, well, they're not on because they were the characters weren't that good. I'm sorry, but they're not on because of the fact that these writers cannot write.
They're not on because they want to add more characters to a soap opera that already has enough characters.
Have one man that works 2 days a week and he's on at least 3 days out of the week, there is no reason whatsoever that you cannot have these people that's on reoccurring status that have been there for years longer on this show.
Right, exactly. Mac, Felicia, Epiphany, Dr. Rowe, you know, we go weeks without months. Without seeing these people, how about Danny? Let's bring up that. I mean, we're seeing.
Yeah,
because
Danny's never on, and they have no money to bring have the kids on, but yet they have money to bring back a character that was on another soap opera. And GH and One Life are not the one that traded characters all the time. Usually, it was with AMC, not with One Life.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, because...
So
because
I could say, you know, if you brought Sky back or if you brought somebody like that, but no. Nora, no.
That's because, I don't know. They did the crossover when One Life to Live and All My Children ended. Didn't they do the crossover with, I'm sorry, when Sam's baby was with Taya?
Yes.
Taya
yes.
and, yeah. Taya came on there, and
that was a crossover with it. But usually, yes, you're right, it was All My Children because they were both supposedly in New York, where One Life to Live was supposedly in Pennsylvania. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, those characters were not interchanged until, if I'm not mistaken, One Life was already off the air, and they turned around and brought Taya there to do this baby switch.
They bought Todd and Blair, Star and Cole.
Somebody was talking the other day about the thing about Star and Cole and Hope and how they killed off Hope and Cole.
Right.
Well,
a lot of people didn't say that's
what caused the whole lawsuit.
Exactly. I was just going to say that's his whole thing. So now that the characters.
And I blame Frank for that because of the fact that there's no possible way that he does not have to approve what these writers decide to do. I mean, I can't see the writers having absolute okay to write whatever they want without it being approved. So he should have known that was going to cause a lawsuit when he allowed them to be killed off.
Right, I agree.
I mean, when you borrow a character, it's not like, okay, it's yours to do whatever you want to with.
I agree, and that's
not
where,
to the point of killing them.
That's where we're at.
Right.
Now they got all these characters back because, you know, it was all released and ABC got the rights back, which is, listen, again, if you want these characters back on the air, make another soap. I mean,
why can't they bring one of those back?
Right, exactly. Bring back one.
And people are saying, well, you know, they're going to use GH for a stepping stone. Well, I'm sorry, but GH is not a stepping stone for another soap opera. And we should not be used as a stepping stone for another soap opera.
Well, I mean, if it's a temporary thing and then we're going to get another soap out of it, like a spin-off soap, and it's only going to last a short amount of time, I might be okay with that.
Yeah.
But how are you honestly going to spin off bringing back a soap that has been canceled? Why wouldn't you just bring the soap back all at once instead of trying to spin it off another soap opera? It's just stupid.
I really don't have an answer for that.
I don't know. Again, maybe to reintroduce the characters to us.
Yeah.
Because it has been a while. And then you're going to also have people that haven't watched that they're going to try and get for their viewership. So they're going to want to explain who these people are. Maybe that's what they're up to. I don't know. If that's so, I'm very happy.
It's
going
to be at a respectful level. A respectful level, like Nathan Barney says. They're now like going to take over the show, but bring them in a respectable level just for a main purpose, and then they'll let them go. And they'll I don't think Hillary's going
to
be there for that long. I think she has a purpose.
I hope so.
But
hope
in doing this, they're upsetting more fans than they know they're upsetting, and they're going to lose more viewers because of it. Then they're going to have the deficit of viewers to make up that they've irritated over bringing these people in the first place.
Yeah, see, that's I don't know if they're looking at the short-term consequences. I think with the networks, they're looking long-term because, you know, they're looking for the ratings long-term. So I don't know. This is all speculation. We're just all blabbing.
It's all speculating.
We don't know anything. We're just a bunch of fans talking. So, you know, that's the disclaimer.
Yeah.
So don't anybody quote us because, again, we're just
fans talking.
Us.
Well, Margaret, I'd like to thank you for calling in.
No problem whatsoever.
And I hope you look us up again.
Okay, we'll do, and I will talk to you guys later.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Margaret.
Okay.
Bye, Margaret.
David.
Bye, Margaret.
Bye.
I guess we're done with General Hospital for today, David. I think we took up our time slot, so I won't be last. Okay.
Okay, Liz and Carolyn, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Hi, David.
How are your days?
Our days are wild. Who was watching
today? Okay, what do you want to start with? What? I didn't see today's yet, so where would you like to begin?
Oh, goodness.
from where we left off on the last show?
Throw something out there,
David.
What did you see? What was the last that you saw, David?
Last thing I remember, Dario got beat up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's in the hospital. Nicole found him. And so he's in the hospital. And, of course, Andre got poisoned. And I'm like, if you want to off your enemies, so this is directed to Deimos, if you're going to off your enemies, why would you do both of them at the same time and then you're fine? I mean, everybody knows that you got that the three families are having this feud. Why would you do that? So that doesn't make sense. So the big war, I think it's Days. I think this whole Kyriakis and Demera and Hernandez fight, it's kind of Days going back to its roots.
To its roots.
With the kind of fighting that's going on, the little dynasties. I think it's kind of going back that way. It was a very interesting episode today, of course, since it's Friday but tomorrow, Friday, so that will be the big cliffhanger. Really good episode. They gave us more clarity on this Orwell thing. And I think it was, I don't know if it was yesterday's episode where they said that Andre, I didn't realize Andre stole the technology. So he didn't steal it. So, you know, because I was feeling bad for the Demera. It's like, well, it's their technology.
It
and everybody's claiming it. What? No. You know who? No, they said yesterday Andre Demera actually stole it. You know who developed it? They revealed it today. Shane's twin brother.
Yes.
Drew.
Okay.
Drew.
So that would explain
why he's going
to be coming on soon.
He's here. He showed up today. In a crate that Jennifer opened on the dock.
Yeah, Jennifer's become the detective reporter.
Oh, he was in the crate on the dock.
He was in the crate. Yeah, he was in the crate. He's the key.
He's the key.
Oh God.
Yeah, he's the king. Because he developed the Orwell. Because he fell in love with this woman, Camilla, and she convinced him not to further develop this Orwell. Because of how dangerous it could be. So then Deimos blackmailed him into coming to the U.S. to develop it. Otherwise, he'd kill Camilla.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
what fun.
Nicole today. What?
It's what fun, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, but I think it's cool that Jennifer is getting back to her, you know, reporter mode. I know a lot of fans on social media have commented that Jennifer, you know, they really haven't done a whole lot with Jennifer. And so this is kind of getting her back to, you know, now that she's with The Spectator, the old days when she and Jack were, you know, sniffing out stories. So,
yes.
Of course, Drew is telling Jennifer, because now she's got him at the Salem Inn, and so he's filling her in on all that's going on. So, of course, Jennifer has a big story now. But
yeah, it seems a lot of people are going to get into the acting.
Has anyone heard what is going to happen with Stefano? Is this why they're getting everyone involved with everything that's going on? How are they going? Is he going to die? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Are they going to replace his character?
I get the feeling that he wasn't alive to begin with. I get that feeling.
Then who is then who is that man?
Who is buried in Stefano's tomb?
And who is that man that taken his alias?
Well, he's not taking his alias. I mean, he's using a fake name, but...
But that's one that Stefano uses.
Yeah, I get the feeling it's like a lookalike or something. I don't think he was ever alive, is my sense. I think somebody went to great lengths to make it look like he was alive. That's my prediction.
Hmm.
When are they going to have the masquerade ball? Is that going to be tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, because they're setting up. They think that Stefano's going to be there, and there's a big masquerade ball.
That's where I figured Drew. I thought Drew would be the one who's masquerading as Stefano.
No.
But
he's in Salem.
There is something coming up where Hope and Stefano are supposed to collide.
Oh, really?
Unless I read that wrong. And sometimes I overread things. So it sounded like what's happening with Hope and Eric and the guys over in Prague, it's all going to come together.
I of course am impatient, so I just want to get all this stuff wrapped up. let's get Hope. She needs to get over her fever, and they need to find that she didn't kill Stefano, and she's exonerated, and everybody comes back from Prague, and we're all reunited, and everybody's happy, and everybody can be happy for 5 minutes, and then.
They could kill Stefano off if he came, with a mask, because the character what's his name? He did pass away. So I'm just thinking they've got to give him some kind of a send off.
But when they shot this, though, he was still alive, right?
Yeah, right. But he was very ill. He was very ill. I'm hoping that they do something that they acknowledge him because
he died already.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what they have in mind. But there is a big ball, and they say he's going to be there.
If there's someone that he had in his pocket, who would know? Go back to your day's history. Who would be like the right hand that would know everything else other than Andre? And obviously Andre's been out of the loop, so it can be him. Is there someone?
I'm sorry, can I interject? How about Christian?
What happened to Celeste?
Is she still like alive? The actual character. She wasn't killed off, was she?
Who?
No.
Celeste. Remember Celeste?
Oh.
You're talking about Theo's grandmother.
Yes.
I don't remember. I liked her.
Yeah, because she was kind of Stefano's right-hand woman at the time, but I don't know. But I must tell you, one character who is really grating on my nerves is Claire.
Because she's acting like a spoiled brat?
Well, they've really done, like really changed her character, like from when she was first when she first went to that real fast. They've really changed her character where she's like this, like, kind of narcissistic. And she wasn't like that initially, but, you know, like, in, when they were all moving in the apartment and she's taking all these pictures of herself, and now she's scheming against,
because
against
she wants
Sierra,
to keep Theo.
And, like, she, yeah, and so she was like, oh, Theo, but I'm worried about my grandmother, which she's not. You know, those, she's manipulative.
Yeah.
And, you know, she needs to get a good spanking is what she needs.
She needs a
so
spanking?
So I don't know.
Is that what she said?
She needs a good spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs a good spanking. She's a bad
girl.
Yeah,
but her, she's scheming, but her acting is a lot better than Sierra's. Sierra's, I feel so bad. I feel so bad for her. It's like,
it's hard for the young ones. You know, they're not really seasoned.
Oh, she hesitates, and it's like she's forgotten her lines, and I say, oh, please. No, Sierra is, I don't particularly like any of the storyline with all the young ones. They're trying to get it off the ground, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It's so different from, like, with Bo and Hope, you know, when they were young. It's so different, and, maybe they'll come up with something for these youngsters, because they're the future of that show. Whether it's those, it's the characters, not maybe those particular actors, but those characters are the future of the show. If, you know,
yes,
hopefully if the show goes on another 50 years, it'll be those characters.
Yeah. I know, and hopefully Mr. Carlovati will infuse some of his knowledge into it when he starts in his writing. I cannot wait for him to start or to see it. I know he started already probably, but I think we're going to have to wait till September.
Well, I like today with Nicole. She finally has seen the light with Deimos, and but then now she's turning on Chloe.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Well, I think she went to find Chloe, or at least she wanted to tell Chloe that she's going to break away from Deimos, because, you know, she knows that he ordered the hits on Dario and on Andre. And then Chloe decided that she wanted to get medication so she could breastfeed her baby. So she's starting to try to breastfeed the baby. I mean, Chloe took these pills, right? And it's like 5 minutes later, oh, it looks like it's working. I mean, she wasn't even talking to Claire. She took the pills, Claire, or
Belle.
And they're talking, and, oh, look, I think it's working. It's like, oh, yeah, boy, those are the world's best pills. And so she's trying to breastfeed, and then Nicole walks in and sees her doing that. And so now Nicole, she's like, you know, give me my baby, you know, B-I-G-G-H.
And then Deimos caught, was it Gabby and Chad?
Chad and Gabby, yeah. He's got a gun on him at the mansion, so.
So do you think he's going to put them in a dungeon and then they're going to get together? I don't know what Damon's going to do with them. Yeah. He had a gun there. So it doesn't look good for them.
What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, well, especially since Gabby's holding the hard drive.
Yeah. She's holding the key to everything.
Yeah.
When the baby was the one that, what the baby said, she was asking the baby the other day, the baby said, what was it, black box or something? So she gave her the clue, it was in the safe.
Box.
Ariana.
Yeah.
So. They do find
Gabby's
that
Gabby's a good safe cracker for having never done it before.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that? I said, where did you come up with being a safe cracker?
Yeah, crack the safe.
Yeah.
She never done it before, but, you know, she had a stethoscope and all of that. It's like, oh, okay, wow. And, I mean, it didn't take her any time to open it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Probably take me about, you know, 2-3 hours
years.
To try to do it. Get that.
Well, the storyline's moving along
there
fast.
There is one thing I wanted to share with you that I was reminded from our last show. And, Tam, you're going to love this because you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm still laughing at the wallpaper.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
I hear her voice. I just want to laugh. That is just
where Eric, the little house. The little house on the prairie where Eric is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally had to take a look at that, and I wasn't quite sure which wallpaper you're talking about, but then when I actually saw the scene again, I said, oh, my God.
Boy.
Holy
yeah.
Moly.
No wonder Eric's messed up. I mean, if I had to stare at those four walls like that, I'd be messed up, too.
Did you see the meeting with Eric and Jennifer
yes.
yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to see her.
Yeah, reconnect.
He wanted
to. Now he's calling again.
He's got to get his confidence
He's got to feel redeemed. He must get his redemption, and then he can, you know, be a Brady in good standing.
Yeah, hopefully they'll build him up and give him something.
Yeah.
And give him something, because I want to see Eric and Jennifer again.
Yeah, I hope he stays, and I hope he grows his hair. I'm sorry, folks. There are people on social media, oh, he's so hot. I'm sorry. Shave the beard, grow the hair back. That's just me, I know, but, you know.
That was... It's nice to laugh about our shows, isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
Oh, and what is everyone's feeling on Anne? I love Anne.
Poor Anne.
She's so bad.
She's like a bad penny. The character and the actress, she's phenomenal in the role, but I just, the character of Anne, it's like, really, Jennifer's gone through enough. Really, do you have to show up again? But obviously she's got to fit in there somewhere. So hopefully she will not be a thorn in Jennifer's side anymore.
Yeah, and then to have Julie was the one that convinced Jennifer to give her a break.
But you know what, Julie? This is what gets me about Julie. Usually Julie charges in and is upset about something.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, it in the hospital, what was she upset about? Oh, the story that Jennifer wrote about Hope. And she's like, charges in. Jennifer! You know, and it's like, Julie, calm down. Calm down. So... that's what they kind of relegated Julie to doing. Well, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have Doug and Julie, even though it's kind of on a limited basis, which I can understand. But it's great to have that connection back to the days of our lives of old. The days of
yeah.
old.
And we've all been watching a long time.
Yeah. They serve a purpose. They serve a purpose.
They do. They do.
And now
okay.
I've been given the text message that Hope is okay, so they can feel a little bit more at ease.
Yeah, I know, and not give Doug a heart attack.
Yeah, he hasn't slept for 4 nights.
Oh, wow. Well, we got some days coming ahead, so that was our days, and now we are on to Y&R and closing. Okay, Tam?
Okay.
Lauren and Jill?
Love them. Those are great scenes. Gloria and Jack. I laugh so hard at those scenes. Those are great scenes.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that. They're,
yeah. I really like the four of them.
The
and
comedy?
The storylines and how they all connect. You know, I really, really am enjoying Young and Restless, and I can see why it's, you know, the number one soap. So.
Yeah, I think Sally is slowly bringing it to its glory days.
I may have to start watching.
I think. Yeah, you should come join us, Lee.
The number one. And it sounds like it's interesting, and it sounds like everybody's happy with it, so maybe I have to start.
Well, it depends who you're talking to, just as it is for the General Hospital. You know, they got their good parts and their bad parts, but on the whole, I think it's getting better. It's getting better. They're bringing more people in. But
in other words,
right,
they're spending a little money on the budget and bringing new quality TV.
Yes. Giving you what you remember.
Yeah, unlike some of the soaps, they're not
using the budget. Yeah. Although some might not agree with you totally, I've always liked the show. I've had my opinion of previous writing regimes. Sally Sussman is a protege of Bill Bell, and she worked with him from the beginning, so she knows the soap opera, and she knows how it ticks. And she knows, well, she's probably playing her favorites, too, because, you know, she, like I said, she's the one who created Lauren and her family. She gave Jack his family. So she's pretty in tune with it.
And that's how the soaps go. Depending on the writer, it depends on whether you're happy or not, and then the writers change, and then you become happy, or if you were happy, you may become not happy, and that's how the soaps go all the time. You just gotta wait it out. Yeah. There's a lot of people watching, so they have to
figure it out for themselves.
They have to make everybody happy. So they change writers, and the people that aren't happy are happy, and then the people that were happy aren't happy, and then they just keep, it's like a circle.
Yeah. It is. It's a circle. So, Tam, what do you like? You're liking Gloria and Jack.
Yes.
And according to our people at Keeping Up with Y&R, on Facebook, they call them Glack.
Yes.
Did you see what I said? I said, Glack reminds me of something you buy that keeps your lock from freezing over. I swear I bought that once. I don't.
Oh,
Yeah.
You crack us up.
Oh, thank you. I don't do it on purpose, but it's
you know,
them. I get it from my group.
No. You know, on speaking of funny names, on General Hospital, you know, Valentine and Nina.
Yeah.
And I call them Vina, V-I-N-A. And my friend Christine says, oh, how about Valina? And I'm like, that sounds like some STD to me.
Yeah.
I'll be crazy, but, you know.
Yeah, these, what do they call them? What do they call them when you scrunch the names together? I know there's a word for it. I just can't think of it now.
Smash names?
Yeah.
It's they call them smash names?
Oh, no, there's actually like an anchor. Oh, God, I can't think of the word. But it's funny when you it started out with like Brad and right, Brangelina?
Yeah.
Is that when it started or was it before that? Oh, no, it was when J-Lo and
Ben Affleck.
Right. I think that was the beginning of the smashing of the names together.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's so common. It's so funny. Everybody does it in every group, on every soap.
On every show.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love it.
So what do you think Colin's secret is? I have a hunch. You think he's hiding something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I hope he is. I mean, he needs something, you know, really good and interesting, so I hope he is. And I'm sure that he is. I honestly don't know what it is, but I haven't really thought about it.
I have a hunch.
Hmm. What? Oh, okay. You want to share it?
There.
No?
Yep.
Okay.
I think somehow he found out that Jill and Lauren aren't sisters. And that's why he doesn't want her fighting with her.
Oh, okay. He didn't know they were?
No. I think he's just fine. I think that's what he found out while he was away. I think he might know something. But I know that's what Sally wants to do. Because that was one of the things she promise, she says, that she was going to make sure they would negate that.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's one thing on my mind. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I wouldn't have thought about it if Sally didn't put that in her interview.
Oh, okay.
But I see her point where they say it's totally... Well, as Sally put it, and I swear I'm paraphrasing, it's biologically impossible for those two to be sisters. Not the way she wrote it. And it's the regime, whoever did that, I'm not certain who did. Another thing that Sally could do if she would, and she'd bring back John Abbott. If she could do it.
I would love that.
Right, she would do it. She thought she was working, and the writer at the time was Lynn Marie Latham, and she was the head writer, and she made that decision to kill John Abbott off. But Sally was working with her at the time, and I remember she said in her interview that they had a big argument. They had a big argument about that. And I think that's right after that is when Sally, you know, just took off and left and didn't bother with daytime ever again after that. But she said that never should have happened. And I wish there was a way we could bring him back, you know. But, you know, it's kind of be what, you'd really have to dig deep, and if she could handle it and be respectful about it, she would do it, but I don't think she has it to do it in her yet. I bet you if we keep her at YNR long enough, she'll think of a way. But there has to be a very good story for that. And believable, too. And
right.
That's what she wants to do. She wants to make it believable for everybody. See, there's that word, Lisa.
Yeah.
Right, Liz? Right, Carolyn? It's the word believable.
Yeah, that's the word.
So
I
think
you like to cut in.
I would like to cut in with breaking news from Days of Our Lives.
Okay. Cool.
I have just learned, sorry about this, but I have just read that Stefano is alive, that Joe Mascola shot some scenes before he died. Stefano's last appearance will be on February 9th. They will find him. They will catch up with him at the masquerade ball.
Oh, okay.
As some were speculating, he will be arrested, but will manage to escape and elude them. And they don't, you know. And obviously, then they'll probably never be able to find him, or they might write in that he died. But he'll elude them. But I think it's enough that hope will get cleared.
So just so you know,
make sure you watch on February 9th. It's the last time we'll see Joe Mascola as Stefano.
February? Oh, that's next. It's the
February
week from today.
9th.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I haven't watched it in a long, long time. I'm sorry, I haven't watched this show in a really long time, but the one person I do remember, you know, really loving to hate was Stefano. He'll be missed, and I hope he rests in peace.
Yep. And now back to our regular programming.
Well,
so,
Carol,
Tim, what are you?
I used to watch Young and the Restless a long time ago, and I remember Ashley and her dad. What's happening with Ashley? Because I follow Eileen Davidson on The Housewives of Beverly Hills. So people keep asking her if she's going to come back to Days. She says she hasn't closed the door.
No, she hasn't. Tam, why don't you take that one?
What does Ashley,
yeah.
How was she on The Young and the Restless?
Oh, how is she, you mean?
Yeah, like what's the storyline? What's she doing these days? I haven't seen it for a long time.
Well, I think she's got a crush on this guy, Ravi. It's R-A-V-I. I think she's got a crush on him. And he's the new employee, and he's kind of like the, started out as a little, kind of like the little gopher guy, you know, and then he has a lot of knowledge of technical, you know, electronic things and stuff. But so they, Phyllis was trying to recruit him. So then they bumped him up and Jack and Ashley gave him a, you know, bigger job title, gave him an office and, you know, to keep him. But well, anyway, and then, so that's mainly what she's doing right now, is trying to keep Jack focused on work. And I think she's got a crush on this guy. But she really is mainly just Jack's little kind of, I don't know, kind of a cheerleader and just kind of trying to keep him focused.
Yep.
And so.
Ravi is
so
an
no
interesting character
for her.
Right
for now,
her.
So. Pardon?
Ravi is an interesting character for Ashley.
Yes, he is. It's like, well, I don't want to say Beauty and the Beast, because he's certainly a very handsome guy, but he's, you know, a very awkward, nerdy type guy.
Yep.
And of course, you know, she's gorgeous, so.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like the Big Bang Theory thing going on there.
Yep.
You know,
oh, think of Eugene Radford.
Okay.
Pardon?
Liz and Carolyn?
Yes.
Think of Eugene Bradford.
Yes.
He's like that.
Okay.
So that's Eileen's story, and it's a very prominent one for her, one that's long overdue for Eileen on that show. But I think there's a lot more coming for her with that story.
I watched The Housewives. I like Eileen. I think she's a real person, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Well, her and Lisa Rinna go back. They were talking about that. They go back like, 30 years or something? And I had forgotten about about that. They, you know, years ago with the soaps. They've been friends for a long time.
Well, that's back when she was Billy and she was Kristen on Days of Our Lives, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's back when I watched. That's how long ago that was.
Well, I really liked her as Kristen.
I like her. She can play different characters. I like her. I think she's very talented.
Well, we come to that time that we made out very good tonight, and so I'm going to leave you with Miss Carolyn. What do you have to say to the fans?
Oh, keep watching, and I'm the one that watches Days, and it's all over the map, but the writing's changed, and it is getting better. It's not as morose. It just seems a little bit more exciting. So keep watching and keep tweeting, and let's keep the soaps alive.
Let's keep them alive. Miss Liz, what would you have to say to the fans? Liz? Did I lose her?
Oh, I'm sorry. There it was. I said thank you, everyone, for listening to us and for watching the soap operas. And, you know, we always invite you to call in and talk with us. We love to hear other people's perspectives on the soaps, and we want to hear from other people who share our passion for the soaps. So again, thanks for listening, and we hope to hear from you when we gather back in 2 weeks.
Yep, in 2 weeks. Thank you, Liz. Miss Lisa?
Well, I'd like to thank Maggie and Rayanne for calling in, and keep up the passion, keep up talking about it, loving or hating, at least you know, we have it. So don't stop being passionate about your soap, because once you are not passionate any longer and it becomes just, you know, a second thought, that's when things start to end for the soaps. So you always have to keep that in mind. Support your actors. Support your soap. If that is worse, you need to support it, because let's face it, there's four left, and we want them all to remain. So as much as we have our negatives, there's also positives. Our actors are some of the hardest working people on television. Sometimes they're handed scripts that are
fierce,
and they do an awesome job, and we have to give them credit for that and support them by watching them, whether we agree with what they're doing with the characters or not.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa. Tam, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to touch on that too, you know, and I think that, you know, for me, the way my analogy for the night, my words of wisdom, that and a dollar out of your own pocket will get you a cup of coffee at McDonald's some of the time. You know, watching General Hospital, you know, it just kind of reminds me, you know, when Edward Smith was commanding the Titanic, you know, the cast is bloated. They've got budget cuts. They bring in more cast when they can't give the current cast more hours. So it's frustrating for fans to see that. I love Nora. I'm curious to see where it's going. I really hope One Life to Live does come back, or a soap combining both of those. You know, One Life and Pine Valley. I don't know, but combine them. That would be great. I would love to see that happen. But, and I think that when, you know, we express our dismay, it's kind of like we're trying to throw you a life jacket. You know, we're trying to throw another life jacket into the Titanic and say, listen, you know, we're here. We want you to survive. You know, but you got to listen to us. You know, what you're doing isn't working. You know, and I really think that they really do need to listen to the fans. And that's why, you know, and I try to, you know, take your advice, David, and be positive when I tweet. You know, like I'm asking very nicely, please show Nell on General Hospital with remorse and regret. Then you can go to redeem. You got to have those
right.
Three R's for your characters, too. So
that's right.
That's
exactly. I always follow you up.
You know. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. So,
if they're watching and they want their soap to survive, they'll start to listen. I think they're smart, and I think they'll start to listen. It's just that everything gets clustered together on social media. So maybe, I don't know, I know there's a hotline. I'm not sure how much they get from that hotline. So maybe you have to call ABC and do it that way. Instead of the General Hospital hotline, call the ABC hotline.
I know one of the ladies that's in my live updates, she calls every day and expresses her concerns. Every day. That's just part of what she does every day. You know,
right.
And I
it's
will say that
and
some
it's
of
concern.
The
concern. It's concern. That's
right.
What it is. It's not hate. It's not, you know, it's the only thing we, it is, it's concern because we love it. It's just like a human. If it was a human, we'd be concerned about it because we had feelings for it. That's how we feel about General Hospital.
Right.
Or any of
and
our
shows. Right.
Of our
and, you know, absolutely. And if we didn't care, we would just walk away. We wouldn't be standing there with a life jacket going, hey, listen, y'all want to hear what I have to say? You want to hear my opinions on this, you know? And I think that's what they're trying to do. And I will say that I know that there are quite a bit of the ladies in my live updates that for General Hospital that aren't watching because right now the stories are so dark that, you know, they'll read the live updates, but they rarely watch right now. And I understand that. So.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard when you're seeing things that really we won't get into it again, but yes, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
It's very dark. Every story that they write has a sexual predator in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just think that, you know, I don't know, creative writing class, I don't know, but there should be some reason that you draw the line, you know, for a year, every story has a sexual predator in it. You got to draw a line, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, you know?
Listen to us. Listen to us. Just listen.
Yes.
And
pay attention.
Hear our pleas.
We love our soaps. Listen to us.
You know, and if we didn't care, we wouldn't watch. You know, we
right.
wouldn't
That's
be,
true.
Like I said, standing
Wait,
with our life jacket.
We wouldn't have this radio show. We wouldn't watch. We wouldn't have this passion. We wouldn't have any of this.
Right.
I wouldn't know you. That would be crazy.
Yes. Oh. Okay, that's my soapbox. I'm climbing down now.
Okay.
You're climbing.
Rant
I like
over,
your
David.
Soapbox. I like everybody's soapbox. Thank you for thank you all for being here. And
thank you, David.
On this special night, and I hope to see you all in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank
see
you.
See
you
all in 2 weeks. Have a good
see you in 2 weeks, guys.
Have
good
a good night,
night
everybody.
Next show, I'll let you know how the guys were.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Good night, all.
Good night.
connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.